The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 26th of February. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. The RFU appeared to have been caught off guard last night by a Department of Health directive to cancel the Six Nations match with Italy. They're seeking an urgent meeting with Health Minister Simon Harris, with that meeting set to be held this morning at 11. Fears over the spread of the coronavirus led to the department's decision. The RFU want the specific reasoning behind the call to cancel the March 7th game at Lansdowne Road. Minister Harris said the directive would also see the women's and under 20 games with Italy called off. Speaking on OTB Sports Radio last night, the minister said he expected the government and the RFU to be on the same page.
I mean, I've very much seen their public statements in recent days where they're talking about following government advice, and of course everybody in relation to sports and sports fans will want to keep everybody safe. So I expect the RFU will follow government advice, and indeed I've heard them say that publicly.
A nightmare second half has likely cost Chelsea a place in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Robert Lewandowski scored one and set Serge Gnabry up for a brace in a 3-0 victory for Bayern Munich away to Chelsea. The task for Frank Lampard's side was made no easier by the late sending off of Marcus Alonso. Lampard says it was a hard day at the office.
They're a really strong team, I was aware of that. And unless we were to get everything right and bang on, it was going to be a tough night. And we didn't get everything bang on, we weren't confident in the ball. That was my biggest disappointment. So it was a harsh lesson, a reality for the players of the levels we want to get to.
Elsewhere last night, Barcelona fell behind away to Napoli before salvaging a 1-1 draw. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says Raheem Sterling has fully recovered from a hamstring problem and is fit to play in tonight's last 16 first leg with Real Madrid. Tonight's match in Spain is City's first European outing since they were handed a ban from UEFA for over financial fair play breaches. City boss Pep Guardiola doesn't believe it's this season or bust regarding European Cup success.
No way. These players will have a lot of chances to win the Champions League this season. I know it's in a big opportunity. It's the last 16. In the same time, it's not the last one. So when you are going to die and after, there's no more chances. But in life, if you are in this business, you want to train, you want to play, always, you never know what's going to happen.
Tonight, the game sees Lyon play host to Juventus. Both matches are underway at 8. Rangers take a 3-2 lead into this evening's Europa League last 32 second leg tie away to Braga. There's a 5 o'clock start to that match in Portugal. The Republic of Ireland boss Mick McCarthy says Enda Stevens will be fit for next month's Euro 2020 playoff with Slovakia. Stevens was taken off with a calf injury, having scored a superb goal in Sheffield United's 1-1 draw with Brighton on Saturday. But McCarthy claims Blades boss Chris Wilders told him Stevens should return for their game with Norwich on Saturday week. West Brom Albion have opened up a 7-point lead at the top of the Championship following a 2-0 win at home to 10-man Preston. Nottingham Forest are back up to third following a 1-0 victory at Cardiff. Brentford stay fifth, having gone down 2-1 away to Luton. Bristol City's playoff hopes suffered a dent with a 2-1 defeat away to Huddersfield. QPR were 2-1 winners at home to Derby. There are 7 games in the Championship tonight. Second place Leeds are away to Middlesbrough. Elsewhere, it's Fulham against Swansea, Blackburn Rovers versus Stoke, Hull to play Barnsley, Millwall to face Birmingham City, Sheffield Wednesday at home to Charlton, and Reading to play Wigan Athletic. At semi-finals night later in the Airgrid Munster Under-20 Football Championship, Limerick's meeting with Kerry's been moved to McNeville Park in Rathkeel after the LIT Gaelic Grounds failed a pitch inspection. Tonight's other game sees Clare face Cork and Milltown Malbay, both matches throwing in at 7. Mayo football legend David Brady was on OTB Sports Radio last night speaking about the upcoming Lake Regale episode that he stars in. He told presenter Joe Malloy how he developed a love for Mayo and his children when they were still in the womb.
Hannah, I used to play it. On my wife's stomach.
Stop.
I swear to God. This is around the night before an All Ireland final. 2014 or 16. But anyway.
So Hannah in the womb.
She knows it, I'd say, back to front.
Yeah.
But she's gone as bloody smart now. She sings the Blue and Navy of Dublin. And I'm going, you little. And she loves the way it rises me. But right. But you know what? It's about football.
Yeah, of course.
It's about GAA. It's about young people.
On OTB AM from 7:30 this morning, we'll have the shot clock with Kieran Donaghy, and Spanish football writer Graeme Hunter will be looking ahead to the Champions League match involving Real Madrid and Manchester City. Tonight on OTB Sports Radio, we'll be hearing from GAA presidential candidate Jarlath Burns. And that's your OTB brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.